We have today a little data which you might be interested in on the subject of imagination. Now, there's a direct coordination between the amount of imagination which an individual has free and the ability of the individual to use his mind. Imagination would be looked to as one of the aberrative factors simply because those attempting to control individuals almost always can be found to suppress the individual's imagination. Where you have a control mechanism going forward, the suppression of imagination is also going forward. Therefore, we would look to imagination to be a control potential. Therefore, it must be an aberrative potential, mustn't it? We take the whole subject of imagination and we find we first have to address the semantics of the word itself, and that is imagination. Image, the ability to invoke, provoke, perceive an image. Well, imagination actually doesn't include the perceiving so much as it does include the invoking of an image. Invoking a consideration, invoking an image. And that's really what we're talking about when we talk about imagination. The word itself is a very bad word. It is semantically unreal, obviously composed without any real understanding. We have immediately gone into the field which psychology touched once upon a time and let go of very hurriedly. You find it as in the appendixes and so forth of a few old-time psychology textbooks called eidetics. Eidetic recall means as the same as, it means pictured recall. Well, of course, psychology would put it together as eidetics and so forth when we had to do with mock-ups. Well, now, just shows you where 19th century psychology was, because they only went into the field of, with eidetics, the recall factor. They didn't much go into mock-ups at all. And this was almost virgin territory. It's only cursorily mentioned here and there in psychology that anybody actually could make up a picture. So with the Homo sapiens' science of thinking being itself bogged down on anything has to do with images, we would rather look to see the whole field of Homo sapiens somewhat bogged down. This wouldn't then be something they ordinarily talked about, because psychology only depended on some other determined observation in order to go anyplace or do anything. And it never went into any new things, and never has. This whole field of images, imaging, not only is semantically bad, but it is completely misunderstood out through the field. Here we have people going around who are seeing all of their thoughts in images. Here are people going around taking dictation simply because pictures appear in front of them. Here are people going around reading all of their thoughts off of tapes, which is in essence a sort of an image factor. That's every once in a while you'll find, even today, find somebody with a tape. It's a little reel of tape or a little train of cars or something runs around a track or each car carrying a word. That's rather silly thing that actually is carrying his stream of consciousness in one fashion or another.